Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear beloved, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for yet another day in our lives. Thank you for your protection over us, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for fighting all our battles for us and granting us victory. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for your word that have gone forth. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for drawing us closer to you. In Jesus' name we have thanked. We commit this day's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that you will speak to us individually and collectively. And at the end of the day, Lord, let your name and only your name be magnified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, once again, I welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, we shall be discussing yield to serve. You are healed to serve. The Almighty God will heal you of every manner of infirmity. Whatever that is not of God in your body, the blood of Jesus will flush them out. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, you shall be a recipient of the mercies and the love, the goodness of our God. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Matthew chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 14 to verse 15. The Bible says, "And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. On that day, that fateful day, there was a divine visitation. Our Lord Jesus Christ visited Peter, but in the process, He healed the mother-in-law of Peter. Mother-in-law Peter was there when Jesus came. When that visitation occurred on that very day, his mother-in-law was there. She was lying ill on the bed. But when our Lord Jesus Christ came visiting, He touched her and He granted her healing. The Almighty God will pay you a visit this day. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive His touch. He touched the mother-in-law of Peter, and the fever was totally removed from her on that day. For Jesus to touch you, that means you must be closer to Him. You will not be able to touch somebody who is afar off. And you are far off from Jesus and you need His touch. Why don't you draw closer to Him so that you can experience His touch? And when Jesus touched you, Jesus is ready to take you to a new level. I also like in the case of this mother-in-law of Peter, she received her healing. But the significant thing there I want us to note was that immediately she got her healing, she started to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ touched her in the hand, and immediately the diseases left her, and she began to serve. You and I are delivered to serve. We are saved to serve. We are healed to serve. We are blessed to serve. That testimony that you are looking unto God for, when you get that testimony, even before you get it, begin to serve the Lord. Because it is the process of serving Him that you can sustain it. And so you have to serve Him. How do we serve this God? Because our Lord has already promised us in the book of Exodus, Exodus 23 verse 25, say, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from amongst you. So you will serve Him. And when you serve Him, He's ready to bless your bread and your water. He's ready to take away every form of diseases from you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, talking about serving this God, how do we serve? We serve God with fear. The Bible tells us in Psalm 2 verse 11, it says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. So, brothers and sisters, when we are talking about fear of God, it's not like the fear of the enemy. The fear of God is reverencing God, respecting Him, acknowledging Him for who He is, that He is your God, that without Him you can do nothing. So you serve God with all due respect. You grant Him the respect due to Him. You serve God, rejoice with trembling. And that's how you serve God. You also serve God with gladness. You do not serve God grumbling. The book of Psalms, Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Brothers and sisters, if you are serving this God grudgingly, you are just wasting your time. If you truly want to serve Him, you serve Him with gladness. With gladness. When you are doing the work of God, when you are evangelizing, you do it with gladness. When you are in the church, you are cleaning the church, you do it with gladness. When you are told to take something, maybe lead the prayer or whatever in the church, you do it with gladness. Are you an usher? Are you in technical? Whichever department that you are supposed to serve God with gladness. Not complaining, not grumbling, not looking at it that, oh, these people, they have come again, they are disturbing me. No. If really you want to serve Him, you have to do it with gladness. Also, you serve God with all humility. With humility. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 20, verse 19, they serving the Lord with all humility. With all humility. So you have to serve Him with all humility. Not partial humility. You have to be humble when you are serving this God. Because in the process of serving Him, some people may even insult you. They insulted our Lord Jesus Christ. They spat on Him. So, and the servant can never be greater than the master. So if He who sent us, the people even persecuted Him, they spat on Him, they eat Him, you and I have to be ready for that. We need to be humble in doing the work of God. And as you humble yourself in doing His work, He will lift you up. He will honor you. He will take you to a level that you can never imagine you will get to. Why? Because you are serving this God. Another thing that we need to know when you want to serve this God is that you must be ready to forsake all for His kingdom work. In the book of Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 18, say, and immediately they left their nets and followed Him. You must be ready to forsake all. If you are not ready to forsake all, then you are not ready to follow Him. You are not ready to serve Him. Because He must be your number one priority. Every other thing must come after Jesus. Serve Him with all your strength. And when He calls you to serve Him, you cannot procrastinate. You cannot delay. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 9, the Bible says, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. When He calls you, You cannot afford to delay. You have to respond immediately. And as you do so, the Almighty God will begin to perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. When you are serving Him, make sure that your light so shine. Let them see the glory of God in you. The book of Matthew chapter 5, reading verse 16. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking there. He said, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let them see your light. Let them see the light of God in you, so that the name of God may be glorified. Don't bring disrepute to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At all times, always be mindful that you are accountable to the Father. You account for whatever you do. So for that reason, make sure that your light shine. Another thing that we need to bear in mind is that you must be ready to tend His sheep. Ready to tend His sheep. In the book of John chapter 21, verse 16. John 21, verse 16. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to Peter, He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And He said to him, tend my sheep, tend the sheep of God. Those whom God has placed you to serve, serve them in love. Serve them in love. Be a burden bearer. The book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, you say, bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear everyone's burden. Bear the burden of the saints. Brothers and sisters, show love to others. Show love to them. And as you do so, the Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life. But I want us to know that to serve God, you need the grace. You need His grace. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 28. It says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. You need the grace of God to serve Him. And the Almighty God will grant you that grace to be able to do His work. Because without the grace of God, it's impossible for you to do it. But when you pray to Him, He will give you that grace. But we only give grace to that person who is close to Him. Just like in the case of the mother-in-law of Peter here, she was close to Him. She surrendered herself to Him. She allowed Him to touch her. And when she touched her, she became healed and she began to serve Him. Brothers and sisters, are you hearing me today? Do you want to serve this God? Do you want to be closer to Him? Do you want Him to deliver you from every manner of affliction? Why don't you accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior? So wherever you are, just say after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the Almighty God will touch you. The Almighty God will perform His wonders in your life. He will do something extraordinary, something uncommon for you. He will fill your mouth with laughter, with joy, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is well with you in the morning. It's well with you at daytime. It's well with you at nighttime. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God, in the name of Jesus. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.